to the People Are Interesting podcast. I am back.
That's the name of the podcast?
That is the name of the podcast. Yeah.
That's pretty... I like that. It gets to the point.
It gets to the point.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
And it's very broad.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And in case someone's not interesting, I'll probably say it in a more depressed manner.
So you just re-edit at the end.
Yeah.
This is a People May Be Interesting podcast today.
By the way, I'm here with Jason. Say hi, Jason.
Hi. I thought I did already. Hi.
Well, you didn't
to
say.
To you or to them?
To them. To the zero listeners. That
in
are
the
not
future,
listening
in
to
the
this.
Future, there will be listeners. Millions, yeah. I think. I feel like.
Like, yes.
Go straight to the top.
Straight there. Like, not. Yeah. That's what we're here for. And also, I'm here to ask you the three questions. Yay!
You have these questions planned out or what?
I do have these questions planned out. So you don't know?
I'm ready. I love questions.
You do love questions.
I've been working out.
And we're going to start. We're going to start from childhood up.
Okay. Can we go backwards?
Like Benjamin Button?
Yes.
No. He dies at the end of that movie. No one's going to die at the end of this podcast. You might. I might kill you.
I thought you were going to say no one else dies.
Like, ever.
Or, yeah.
You know what? That was on the news today. God came down and was like, I'm tired of people coming up to heaven. No one dies anymore.
We're full. No vacancy.
No vacancy. Even hell was like, ugh, down here too. It's a compromise. Jesus and the devil can compromise.
Do you think hell is hot? Because I don't even... Why does it have to be hot?
Because
I like
because
cold.
Hot is uncomfortable.
Yeah, but cold is pretty worse too. Like, you can't sleep in the cold. Not sleeping would be pretty hell-ish to me. Cold is bad.
How can you not sleep in the cold?
You can sleep in the cold?
Yeah.
No, you can't. Most people can't. Not in, like, freezing, so you stay awake. That's why in movies it's generally cold because you don't want people to fall asleep. It's hard for people to fall asleep when it's cold.
Yeah, just because it's hard doesn't mean
you
can't.
Go to public school? Didn't you learn anything?
It doesn't mean you can't. It doesn't mean you can't.
Hey, spoiler alert, heat rises too. Did you know that?
Everything rises. Yeah. All right, so DC comic, Jason, fellow Peruvian.
I'm more of a Marvel guy.
Ah, I hate you. So you're Peruvian.
Yes.
And that's kind of where this childhood question goes, because I'm Peruvian.
You are.
And it took me years.
Well, half, right?
Well, mostly.
Okay, mostly. Then like, mostly like
that. Yeah. I'm 1/16 Chinese, one-fourth black, and
I'm
the rest
sure
is Peruvian.
I got some Chinese in me, though. Take a look at my brother. You can tell I got some Chinese back in the day.
That's the same with me. But anyways, it took me so long to find out that we celebrate Christmas different than white people do here in America. Like, what was Peruvian Christmas for you?
It took you a while?
It took me a while, because no one goes outside of their family for Christmas, really.
Yeah, right. How was Christmas for me?
Yeah, like, what was your, like, if your tradition was similar to mine, then I'm not weird, but if it was different than mine, then my family's just fucking nuts.
Okay, starts off with, generally, the celebration starts on Christmas Eve.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes. With, okay, I like where this is going now.
Okay, usually, dad's hammered drunk, you gotta wake him up.
Uh-huh.
That or some years he's just yelling and you wake up that way.
Mm-hmm.
No, of course not. I'm only kidding, of course, because my father's dead.
Of course. Which made it even worse when he was really drunk.
Because I just poured booze on him.
Yeah.
And he'd
zombie up and be like, I'm wasted.
Yeah, we just buried him in the backyard.
Yeah, like a dog.
In that time. My dogs are buried in my backyard, too.
Are they?
Yeah, that's for a different story. Two of my dogs. Two out of my three.
Where's the third one?
Living still, but we're thinking about it.
You can't be like, two out of the three are buried, and then be like, well, the third one's not buried yet.
Because it's alive still.
Okay.
That'd be like, PETA would have a problem with that, I think.
Yeah. All right. It'd be like that that movie starring that guy, Ryan Reynolds, Buried.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Now, is it Buried or Buried? Now we got a podcast.
Now this is interesting.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. Well, now everyone's wondering. I say buried. Wait, what did I say the first time?
You said buried.
Yeah, buried.
I think that's because I said buried, but only because...
Did I say buried?
I think I usually say buried.
Like,
strawberry.
I just... Like, if I name someone Barry, then he would be buried. Is that what I'm saying?
No, my dogs were buried. That means I just dressed him up like my friend Barry. Two of my dogs are buried.
Yeah, one of them is Jerome.
but yeah, one of them's alive still. Okay. But, you know, in fact, I wanted to get one, my favorite one, which is the first one that we got. I wanted to get him stuffed. Like taxidermy?
Really?
Yeah, like scrubs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like a rowdy.
Mom would not like that at all.
No. Well, how old were you when you came up with the idea to taxidermy him?
Around scrubs area, I guess, post 2000.
So you were like old enough.
To actually get it done, yes.
So why didn't you do it?
Because my mom would have been, I wouldn't have gotten dinner for like a day. Are you kidding me? She would have been so mad.
True.
Your question about Christmas, so let's go back.
Okay.
Yeah, so it usually started with celebration starts Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Our tradition, which I thought it was just ours at first. You're right, I guess. Yeah, I did think everyone did it that way for a while.
Yeah.
First off, we're late people. We're what I like to call Peruvian time, so we're always late on everything.
Of course.
Including dinner.
Yes.
Now, we have a big dinner, a whole family dinner on Christmas Eve, a big feast. Basically, the women are cooking all day.
Yes.
Then no one gets to eat until about 12.
Yeah.
Or 1. Right. Sometimes.
On Christmas Eve, we wait mm-hmm. until midnight.
Yeah, so then we wait until midnight, and then after midnight, then after dinner, then we get together and open presents. You know?
Yeah.
One, the head of the family or whatever, male, a top dog in the family, puts a hat on or dresses up as Santa, and he's the one passing out the presents all day for a good hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the way it is, and it did take me a while to not realize everyone wasn't the same, but I guess I just thought more people did it that way because I did.
Right? It kind of seems like it makes sense because later in life, when I would celebrate with not my family and mm-hmm. with white people,
mm-hmm.
I guess not white people, but just people that were raised in America,
yeah.
The idea was like go to sleep kind of early because you're really anxious, and then you wake up early, you open presents. And then you play with it for like an hour, and then you go back to sleep. And it's like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all, because I think you're putting, making the kid go crazy by letting him know that he, or especially, because some people like to open one present, or allowed to open
right.
one present.
Which is a weird tradition, too.
Right, yeah. And then go to sleep. So it's like, one present, and then you have to go to sleep.
Yeah.
First off, that kid's not going to get any sleep.
No.
He's so anxious to open the other present.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I always felt like I was dumb, and I always felt lucky. That like, I got to open my presents, like, the night of, you know, 12 o'clock.
And, like, here's the thing. I've heard so many people be like, I discovered Santa wasn't real because, like, one day I heard my parents sneaking around downstairs and I saw them putting presents under the tree. Yeah. And in Peruvian Christmas, we don't worry about Santa. It's like, the presents are here. He doesn't have to come here. Plus, we're poor. We don't have a chimney.
Yeah, exactly. There were no chimneys in my apartment back in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, it's just mind-blowing. But the parties, the
Oh, the boozing?
Yeah.
That's a different part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of boozing going on.
When I found out there was practically no boozing
for
most people's Christmas, I was like, how is that possible?
But then again, I thought, because it's morning. But then again, no.
Yeah, no.
Drinking is acceptable on Christmas Eve.
I mean, that's why they have eggnog. Yeah, eggnog's for all time of day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. But yeah, that was, I didn't know that either. I didn't know that other people's parents did not drink as often as mine.
Well, my family was very strict on not drinking, but the thing is, we, you know, Spanish families, we get to know each other mm-hmm. and mesh, so we would always go to another family's house, and there'd be a bunch of families there and a bunch of annoying Spanish kids running around.
Oh, I hated that. I hated hanging out with the other kids.
Yeah?
I hated hanging out.
Yeah.
Always wanted a seat in the big table.
Right?
Always did.
I pretty much cemented my status of never doing that once because, like, I hated hanging out with the kids, so I would try hanging out with the adults. And one day my mom was hanging out with her friend and they were chit-chatting. And it was, like, 3 in the morning and only, like, one of my presents was at the party and the rest were at home. So I was like, Mom, I want to go and get my presents. She was like, no, we're going to stay here for a little while longer. Everyone's having a good time. I was like, but it's 3 in the morning. If you don't take me home right now. I'm going to tell your friend how old you are.
She took you home right away, didn't she?
No, she was like, he's not going to do it. And then I did it. And like, yeah.
She got bitter?
Oh, my God, yes. Like, it was like home sleep. It was like essentially like an American Christmas that year. Because yeah. It was like, home, you're in trouble, go to sleep, wake up, everything's fine, open presents. But, oof, I still feel bad about that to this day.
Yeah, I always thought that was, especially after I saw Home Alone.
Yeah.
And I saw them open their presents. I'm like, what are they doing? They missed out on Christmas already.
Yeah, why didn't they wait?
It was like 12 hours ago, guys.
Right?
Hello? I'm pretty sure Jesus was born at 12 a.m.
I remember a few years ago, like, I got my wisdom teeth pulled out, so I got a lot of Vicodin. And it was around Christmas time. And nice indeed. No, but like my friend came up to me and she said that her boyfriend gets really anxious Christmas Eve. And so if I could give her one of my things so he could sleep.
And her boyfriend was 6 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
No, he was like 20 something. And like, and I talked to him and he's like, yeah, I've been like this all my life. Like I can't go to sleep Christmas Eve because I'm so anxious for Christmas. What? Yeah, and I was like, this is why more people need Peruvian Christmas.
Yeah, because I really did feel that way. I'm like, wait, so you only open one present and you get to choose, apparently, right? One present.
Yeah.
What if you choose like a really shitty one?
Yeah.
And it's like, ah, now you're really gonna like too excited to sleep because like
yeah.
Those other presents I bet are gonna be so much better.
I mean, what are the chances of you accidentally, like, you can tell, like, if you have like four presents under the tree, three of them are boxes, and one of them
under the tree, that's a bad Christmas. I mean, sorry.
I would normally only get like two or three presents, but one of them.
I usually got like a solid, an average of four.
Yeah, but the thing is, like,
good ones. Solid ones.
I don't know what your financial status was, but we were kind of low class, so I would get like a few presents, but one of them was like the present. Like, I remember one year.
Okay, see, I always got the present, and it usually came from my aunt. Like, she's not extremely well off, you know.
What was the best your aunt present you ever got?
The best my aunt present, that's between the motorized standing scooter.
Motorized nice.
Scooter, or a different year that was trampoline. Right? I got a little spoiled, I'm not going to lie.
That is awesome.
My aunt is the best gift giver ever. My aunt.
Do you still have that trampoline?
Do I still? Yes, my aunt. I still have my aunt.
No, that trampoline.
Oh, I thought you were calling my aunt a tramp. That's
no.
No, I didn't take care of it that well. It lasted for a solid like 3 years, but then afterwards I didn't put like the cover on. You have to put the cover on like winter.
Oh.
Because then like when the snow falls, it like dents it and just doesn't make it bounce anymore. Like by the end of like two.
But wait, how does a cover save it then? Because.
Well, like, I mean, like, I was too lazy. Like, I just let snow pile on and didn't, like, remove it. Like, you're supposed to put a cover, and then when the snow falls, and you're not going to shovel it out. Because then it just makes a big dent, and it goes down.
Right.
The bounciness of it just disappears. But those were, like, great two summers with it. All my friends came over all the time. Like, I was the shit in my neighborhood. Only with a trampoline. We even got, we used to wrestle. We were into wrestling back then, too, so.
I was about to ask, did you do the.
All the wrestling.
Oh, no.
The elbow and everything. I was, you know, I was all into the Rock.
How many of you got hurt doing trampoline wrestling?
Surprisingly enough, my brother, who's like 8 years older than me, is the only one that got hurt. Because he didn't know about double bounce.
You know, oh, yeah.
He went flying out of the trampoline.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, he didn't break anything, but he, like, sprained an ankle one up. But he went flying because me and my buddy double bounced him, and he just went flying out of the trampoline and fell into the floor, the ground. And it was hilarious.
Yeah, I was about to ask, did you just sit there and laugh, or was it the, like, little kid, like, you just stop in motion? Like,
he's older, so it was more like laughing off the bat. Because he's older, and, yeah. You know, like, we can tell he wasn't hurt. You know, I didn't see any bones sticking out or anything. So. But if it was, like, one of our, like, you know, friends or like, our age, it's more, like, scared of him being hurt slash parents, you know, just killing the whole trampoline vibe. You know?
Right.
So, but luckily, no, nobody really got hurt.
How do you hide a trampoline on Christmas?
You know, actually, no. For the most part, my aunt, she gets what we ask her, and she even takes me or whatever the kids are to get what they want. So I'm like, I want a trampoline. She's like, you know what? Okay, I'll get you a trampoline. Let's go pick it up. So we went to Sports Authority. I remember I went there. Picked up my trampoline. Big one, like the, whatever, 18 foot. No net. Come on, I'm not a pussy. No net. You know,
I don't think no nets. Safety. I don't think nets for trampolines were invented till like the 2000s. Because I feel like as a kid, I never saw nets on trampolines.
Really?
Yeah. But then again, I didn't know that many people that had houses. Therefore, why would they have a trampoline?
This is when I had a house. I mean, because
yeah.
before then, the big presents were like a Super Nintendo.
And then that was my biggest present ever was a Genesis,
but
a Sega Genesis.
That was for my brother mostly, because you know he was a lot older. But you know I loved it too. Mm-hmm. The big present for us one year was the first PlayStation.
Nice.
The first PlayStation. That was legendary because I remember it was a CD.
Yeah.
CD. You could play CDs like music.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And then we found out how we used to play Ridge Racers. That was the best.
Yeah.
And we found out that you can put in the game, start playing, pause, take out the CD, put a CD of whatever music you like, put it back, play it, and the game keeps going, and you get to hear the music in the background.
I didn't fucking know that was a thing you could do.
Yeah, so we used to put, like, Cypress Hill.
I have
We were just racing to Cypress Hill. Like, it was the best. It was the best. We found that out. My brother found that out, and it was awesome. And it only worked for a few games. But luckily, it worked for Ridge Racers, which we played a lot. It was a racing game.
The only thing I remember about PlayStation games was the idea that we're kind of into adolescence now, which is the next question. But let's keep going.
The scooter was good too. That was really awesome. I was like,
do you still have it?
Middle school? No, I sold it to like a while ago. But no. that was cool. Just cause like
that is really cool.
I was like in sixth grade, seventh grade, and then. I took it, you know, go to my buddy's house, meet up somewhere, and go play some ball. Like, it was really cool. I just, you know, easy access, drive everywhere. I didn't even wear a helmet half the time. Like, she wanted me to, but then, like, you know, afterwards.
Yeah.
Come on, Mom.
I remember one year my mom got me a rollerblades, I thought were fucking rad as shit. But, like, it was like the rollerblades were one present, and then another present was, like, all the gear. And, like, I had knee pads, elbow pads, like, the gloves that like were kind of hard. The padded gloves and a helmet. And so I would always put them all on when rollerblading. And looking back, I probably look like a fucking nerd. And like the thing is, as a kid, I never learned how to ride a bike. And to this day, I don't know how to ride a bike.
Really?
Yeah. But like on a bike, she never made, like whenever my mom tried to teach me how to ride a bike, I never had to wear any of that stuff.
What?
And so, like, a big fear for me was falling off and hurting myself.
I think a bike is more dangerous.
Than rollerblades? No way.
Well, I mean, I used to ride on the street a lot. I got hit by a car one time. That's later
With
on.
Your bike?
Yeah. But I was actual cyclist, I like to say.
Yeah.
This is when I went amateur.
Okay.
On the bike.
Did you go amateur?
I went a little amateur.
Nice. Little amateur. When was this?
Like, very amateur.
How old are you?
Like, novice amateur.
How old are you?
17, 18, up to 19. I stopped after my car accident. We're getting way ahead of ourselves. Let's go back.
I just think it's weird that this kind of fits into the adolescence question I was going to ask, which was like high school, college years. I was going to ask if you ever did any like sports or like athletics.
I did a lot of sports.
Really? That was. Were you the jock in high school? Yeah. Was that your?
No, not at all. I was a fat kid in high school.
Then how did you do sports?
Because I
No offense to any fat people that aren't listening.
Well, I was pretty big, but.
What's pretty big?
The most that I weighed at one time during high school was 250.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and hold on, I'm getting emotional.
This shit's getting real.
It's getting real.
Real world.
So I started I started with football because I wanted to. My mom didn't let me at first, but I wanted to do exactly what my brother did. My brother played football.
Mm-hmm.
He did track and field or whatever. I wanted to do, you know, exactly what my brother. He did wrestling too, but I think I wasn't going to be good at that.
Why didn't you think you would be good at wrestling? You did backyard wrestling on your trampoline.
Yeah, but it's way different.
You clearly liked wrestling in some form.
But again, I was like, I don't want to say the funny guy or whatever, but just I made people laugh where I never got picked on at all.
You're a comedian.
Yeah.
So I imagine you were the funny kid.
I guess. That's true. That wasn't my superlative, though.
What was your superlative?
I didn't have one.
Okay.
I wasn't there at all.
Neither did I.
Yeah, which I'm glad that I didn't, because I feel like it's very cliche.
Superlatives?
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, class clown. Oh, what's he going to do next? Stand up? Yes.
So. Well, that's the thing. Like, people that are famous for being funny, whenever people ask them, like, on talk shows, mm-hmm. like, were you ever a class clown? Like, they, like, 1 out of 100 will be like, yeah, I was voted class clown. Like, everyone else was like, no, I was shy, and I made my friends laugh.
Yeah, true. I mean, not only that.
I imagine that was you.
I was pretty shy.
Yeah.
I made my friends laugh, and anybody around me, like, in class, I made laugh. Kind of as, like, my icebreaker. And after that, I've always been an easy friend maker. I can make friends out of clay, imaginary paper mache friends.
Don't forget to go to Jason's site, easyfriendmaker.com.
/dicklickers. But you know what I mean, though?
It was easy
to make friends. Like, you know, sit me next to somebody for 5 minutes, they're going to fucking love me. I mean, I don't know what I say.
You are very likable. I have to say that about you.
I don't know what it is, but... And, which I guess is bad in the kind of way, in some sort of way, where I just, like, kind of want everybody to like me, I guess. But, and it is weird, because I've seen some people not like me, and it takes me a while, but I turn them around. I'm not going to lie. It's really weird, but...
That's like the opposite for me.
And,
You need to get that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Whoever you are.
Sports. So then, yeah. So I started doing sports. I started with football. My mom didn't want to let me. My aunt and my mom didn't want to let me. But my brother convinced him to. You know, I said, hey, I did it. You know,
How come they let your brother do football? And
I think my brother, well, he signed up by himself. Like, he forged my mom's signature, everything.
Nice.
So he was, like, halfway through the season, and then they found out. So, whatever. What are they going to do now? Right?
Yeah.
So, they, and he was great, by the way. He was, like, you know, not amazing or anything, but he was, you know, honorable mention.
What position did he play?
He was linebacker. He was linebacker, number 35, I remember. Played for Annandale High School. And
so you're all pretty, like, big guys then?
No, he's pretty, he eats a lot, and he has a great metabolism.
Nice.
I mean, he eats, like, thirds and seconds. He eats thirds and seconds, and then goes to fifths, and then goes back to fourth.
He eats crazy. In four times.
It's crazy. And he, you know, maybe gains half a pound. He's really good at that. Me, on the other hand, I gotta watch what I eat. I gotta exercise or something, because I just, like, gain like crazy. So I started in sports. I did football. I started with football.
Mm-hmm.
I was horrible. I was, like, just too slow. I was just
What position man. Were you?
Linebacker.
Linebacker? Oh, okay.
Linebacker, no. I was too big for linebacker, not fast enough. Lineman. And, I went through the season, you know, just fine. Like, I did what I had to do. I gained a lot of endurance because of that. That was really awesome. That's what I like about that. And that's when I started weightlifting too. So I started doing a lot of that.
Professionally?
Yeah, I went amateur. Amateur, yeah. Like, you know, almost like cycling, but not as good.
Okay. Thirds and seconds?
Yeah. So I did that all 4 years. I had fun. That was awesome. It was cool. But also, you know, just kind of be like being a part of the team. Also, in that group of football players, I was known as the funny guy. That's freshman year is when I got my nickname. You might not know this, but people call me Noonie.
I've heard people call you Noonie.
Yeah, derives from my last name.
Yes.
Noonie. The guy who came up with that was my freshman coach.
Ah.
Yeah. He's the one who started calling me that. Then everybody in the football team started calling me that. Than everybody in school.
Everyone ever?
Ever. Like, even now, I meet new people, and they meet my old friends, and they just call me Noonie, so then they just...
Yeah, when I hung out with your friends on your birthday, yeah. They were all like, oh, Noonie, and yeah. I was like, why are they calling him Noonie?
Yeah. And so when they introduce me to other people, too, really, they always introduce me as Noonie,
yeah.
Which I find kind of embarrassing, because it's like...
Why?
Meet somebody, his name's Noonie. It's already bad enough, it's like, here's Jason. By the way, don't tell him how it's spelled.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If they don't know, my first name is Jason, spelled Jheisson.
Well, it's going to be on the title of the podcast, yeah. But it's nice that you spell it out here, too.
Oh, yeah, just in case I don't get it. Yeah. They're like, who's he? Yes.
Does your brother also spell his name weird?
Just with a U. Jordan, J-O-U-R-D-A-N. Oh,
like adding an extra U, like your parents were British.
Yeah, basically, but, you know, that's easy. That no, everyone looks past that, you know?
Yeah.
People look at my name and it's like, what's that H doing? Two S's? Really?
You're just hoording S's.
I before E?
That's the funny thing about, like, Spanish families. Like, either our names are spelled weird or we have too many names.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing. It's not even a Spanish thing, though. I've never heard of another Jason spelled that way.
Spanish people kind of tend to in my dabblings with Hispanic culture it tends to spell things kind of different. Like my brother is named Serge, which is a derivative of a Russian name. But over there, it's like S-E-R-J-E or something like that. Mm. But his is S-E-R-G-E. And it's like a minor difference, but it's still there.
My theory has always been that my dad was drunk when he was writing my name.
Yeah.
And he was taking English classes, and he just put "he is son" and put a J in front of that.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was what I always thought.
You never asked?
No.
Okay.
So where were we? Sports. So I did, so that's where my nickname came from. Sports all 4 years, football-wise. I remember I tried out for basketball because I love basketball. Okay. I'm not saying I'm horrible.
Okay.
But I'm sure as hell not good.
Okay. You're not LeBron.
No, I'm not going to lie. I've gone better over the years. I'm solid.
So you're still active in sports and stuff?
Like I said, ever since my car accident, my leg, not that much aside from cycling and running, but no. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I tried out.
By tried out, are you specifying the fact that you tried out in basketball to say it's like, and I didn't get on?
No, to say that I made first cuts. Boom.
Nice.
Oh yeah, first cuts.
Nice.
Right here. And no one thought I could get, you know, past first cuts or whatever. So it's like, first cuts, easy.
And then
after that, I should stop showing up because I didn't want to hear him say my name. It's like, you're cut. So it's like the day before second cuts, I think I just stopped going. Because I'm like, all right, I know my limits. You don't have to tell me. No, in fact, I
how many people were past first cut? It was you and like...
Like a good amount. I'd say like at least 5 people got cut at first cut.
But how many people survived that?
I'm not sure. I'm not 100%. There was a lot of kids that tried. Like over 35 kids tried. I think there's only...
Okay, so after first cut was maybe roughly 30 kids. And that's when you were like, fuck it. I proved my point.
Yeah, I just want to get through.
The other 5 kids are just drama kids that walked in here by accident.
Yeah, exactly.
They want to try out for Romeo and Juliet, and they were like, basketballs.
So then after that, I'm just like, you know what? I think I'll stick to football. Football, you know, I can get better at.
But football's just a fall sport.
It's a false sport?
A false sport, isn't it?
It's just a false
people
sport.
People just...
doesn't mean... It's not true.
It's no true sport, like Haya Lai.
Haya Lai, what's that?
It's that Brazilian sport. Hold on, I'll look it up. Yeah. Anyways, keep going.
Okay. All 4 years, then not until my junior year, a buddy of mine told me about this weird game called the rugby.
Rugby.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, he lured me with cookies, told me there was free cookies.
How are you going to be the fat kid in school and play a lot of sports but still maintain like the fat kid stereotype of like he'll do anything as long as you present food to him.
Like, dude, there's some cookies. Okay, just come to the meeting. We'll talk for like half an hour, get you some cookies. I'd be like, "Do you guys have sugar?" He said, "Yes." I said, "I'm there."
Okay. So sugar cookies are pretty much the best cookie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So,
wait, do you agree or do you think a cookie is higher than sugar?
Are we separating cookies and sugar?
Like, no, I'm saying sugar cookies sugar. Are the best cookie.
Yes, the type of cookie, yes.
Yes. Okay.
And
go on.
Cookies are also the best type of sugar, I feel like.
Okay.
I just sprinkled cookies on top of it. All right. So I found what rugby is and fell in love with it.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And by then, I lost my weight. I got faster and whatnot.
Yeah, rugby will do that.
Yeah, yeah. It's one hell of a sport. I mean, it's like soccer and football together.
Did you ever pads. Yeah, did you ever have the because I love
I made a try, by the way.
Huh?
Multiple tries. Try is like a
yeah.
like a touchdown.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah.
I know what words are.
I get words.
But in case anyone out there doesn't know what a try is, it's like a touchdown.
Yes.
It's like it's scoring.
Mm-hmm.
You scored.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you scored.
But fell in love with it. It was an yeah. awesome sport.
But did you ever have the fear? Because I like okay, I, as I was gonna say, like what's I fear? Like I like I don't rugby. Know that word. I like. it's when you score in Hialeah.
Fear.
I got a fear here.
How many fears did you get?
I got a lot of fears. Mostly of spiders.
And
but and scene. But okay. No, but like my fear with rugby is like I love the sport. I don't really follow it that much, but when I do watch it I really love it. But like I could never try out for it because like, you would get hurt in any sport, but
yeah.
to get hurt in rugby is, like, pretty much... It seems, just watching it, it yeah. seems basically guaranteed.
Did not know that. Didn't really think about it. But I remember this my senior year, I believe it was, I got one of my buddies into it for one practice. And that one practice, he broke his, like, MCL or whatever.
Yeah,
some sort of
in his knee.
Three
right?
lettered...
MCL,
yeah. Like 10, 15 minutes in practice.
Oh, no.
And another buddy took him to the ER and whatnot. But yeah, so I was like, hey, that can happen? And that was news to me. I just learned what MCL is. I did not know that could break or tear or whatever, or pop out. But no, I was lucky enough to be pretty solid. The worst injury that I had before my broken tibia via car accident was like sprained ankles and you know shin splints, but that's about it.
Yeah.
So fell in love with that. Did it for 2 years. My senior year, I also did a track and field, the field part.
What's the field part?
You know, shot put.
This is high 11.
Disc head. Yeah, I'm looking at that.
It's just throwing a ball against the wall with a high leg glove. Looks like a big C.
I mean, I've seen that before. And I didn't really, I guess, know the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So
what's field? Oh yeah, shot put.
Shot put, the disc, and I forget what else. That's what I say. Pole vaulted. Yes, pole vaulted. Yes. Pretty sure you have pole vaulted.
Yeah, you know you have to if you're gonna field.
And that was more of I was so into sports for most of high school. It's like I had nothing to do during the spring, so it's do something. So then I just decided to do that. Few buddies of mine did it, or got to meet new people. They were cool, so I did that. And then when I went to Nova after high school, I played for Mason.
Ah, and
they had
nice.
And they have a club rugby. That is, they have a club, so it wasn't like not a lot of pay. You didn't really have to like go to the school to it wasn't like an official team or something. So, I guess I just didn't tell the coach. And I played there for, like, 2 seasons. That was awesome. They put me as flanker. Because by then, I, like, worked out like crazy. Lost a lot of weight. Was pretty good shape. Endurance was great. I have great endurance, even back in the day, I got to say.
Not to toot my own horn, but...
Yeah, I'll toot it. I'll toot it again and again, believe me.
You have the endurance to toot your own horn.
It's my calves. My calves are just... They're impeccable.
Did you say unpeccable?
Impeccable.
Oh, okay. It's like you don't know English.
They're unpeccable too. Birds try to get them, but no, nope, you can't peck these. Mm-mm. No,
don't. Pigeon. You can't. You even let them try it, and they're like, no.
So that was fun. I had a great time with rugby. It's my favorite sport. Beat out football.
Yeah.
And playing it definitely. And
yeah, I can't imagine if you like rugby, you can go back to football, really.
Yeah, and it's hard, but it's hard to watch it, especially here in the States. Unless you got,
the other
channels, the European channels, but it is fun. It is fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch when you're with your other friends because they don't get it and you're the only one that does.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you mentioned, because like, I feel like that was soccer until just recently. Like, you know, now soccer is played on so many channels.
Yeah, and
it's not like America is really into soccer, but more and more are, and it's getting seen as more of a legitimate sport here.
Right.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Beckham. You're so fine. But, and so, yeah, now that football is now getting played on more channels here, I feel like next will be rugby.
Peru
like
we went pretty far, by the way.
We did.
What was it, the American Bowl?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Some dumb name.
That was pretty. That's pretty good. Got him some good recognition for whatever's up next. World Cup, I'm guessing.
That's not for a while.
Yeah.
No.
It's like I don't know.
We made this World Cup though.
30 years or something. So yeah, that was it with that. And then my car accident. I broke my tibia. So after that, I could not do.
What was this car accident?
An array of sports. It was...
How old were you?
07. I think it was 19.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my Jeep. It was a Jeep Wrangler. Old Jeep.
Wrangler jeans.
Fixed it. I was wearing my Wrangler jeans while driving my Wrangler Jeep.
You were sponsored by anything named Wrangler.
Yeah. Cowboys, too. Just
Cow wrangling.
Yeah. So, had that car for 5 days, and on the fifth day, so I guess four. On the fifth day, after work, I used to work at Applebee's. I used to get off very late, like 1-2-ish. I get off like at 1. I go to a buddy's house, actually this girl's house. She was having a party, so I'm like, cool, all right, I'll go just to see friends. I felt like drinking, but I said no drinking for me tonight. I gotta drive, especially I just got this car. I'm not gonna be an idiot.
Right.
I'll be saving it for next week, you know. So, go to the party. Chill, say hi to everybody. Party ends like an hour, hour and a half. So it's like 3 in the morning. Decided to go back home. Now, she lives far away. She lived in like Chantilly, but I used to live in Springfield. So I drove back, and I was on Fairfax County Parkway over by right when you're passing Braddock Road. I was on Fairfax County Parkway. Then I got onto Braddock Road.
Mm-hmm.
And on Braddock Road, there was black ice, which I didn't see.
Right.
So... And also, the car next to me were these, like, 3 girls who were at the party that I knew one of them, I think, or so. So, we're going through a turn, and it's, like, a slight turn, but I didn't see the black ice. I lose control, and I see that I'm about to hit them. But they don't even notice, because, you know, they're women. They don't notice that. So, they're just driving like it's nothing. So, I'm about to hit them, so I turn my wheel the other way, but I turn it too much. Then my car spins around, avoids them. They keep going. Again, they didn't notice. Probably
weird.
They were probably on their way shopping or something.
That's what they do.
And I hit a tree. Straightforward. I wasn't drunk. I'm pretty sure the tree was. And the Jeep is basically in me. It's in my tibia. Like, I'm stuck in there.
Yeah.
Luckily, this lady who was right behind me saw the whole thing. She stopped. She's a nurse.
Nice.
She tells me, okay, you know, calm down. She talks to me. I'm not even crying. I'm not even, like, I don't even feel anything. I'm just, like, looking at
your body went into shock.
Yeah. So I'm just, like, you know, first I check my chest. I'm, like, okay. You know, I'm, like, okay, well, I'm alive still. That's good. I get off my phone. I call my brother. And then I call my cousin.
Right.
The two people I always call whenever I'm in deep shit. Not my mom, because she'll freak out. Not my aunt, because she'll freak out. So I call them both. You know, I tell them, you know, I'm, like, you know, just pretty calm, actually. I'm, like... You know, I'm just like, I'm breathing a little hard, but I'm just like, you know, bro, look, she's got in the car accident. This lady's here helping me. I'm stuck. I don't know what's wrong, but, you know, just come get me or come see me. I'm over by Braddock Road, blah, blah. Talk to my cousin, same thing. And then right after, I just feel like if someone poured a bucket of water on my leg, just a bucket of water. But then I realize it's just blood just gushing down my leg.
That's crazy.
So that, and still I like don't really feel anything, you know, my body's just in shock. So about 8 hours later, the ambulance comes.
It took me a second to pick that up. Like
FCPS. Public schools.
Fairfax County Public Schools send an ambulance over.
That's what it took some goddamn long.
Yeah.
Like but whatever. Fairfax County, where ambulance, fire, all those guys came. Shortly, like, you know, no more than 10 minutes. They were great. And they got me out. They had to use the jaws of life because they were, I was stuck in there. I was stuck in the Jeep. The Jeep was in me. Then That was the worst pain that I felt in my life. Oh, that man. Was literally the worst pain I felt in my life when the Jeep came out of me and I saw my tibia. Like, I saw my bone.
No.
So that was like, you know, that's when it was like, that crazy, just a crazy amount of pain. The lady, I remember, there was, you know, everybody was around me, like, trying to, you know, get me out. And there was just one lady, one fire lady, by the way. Fire sexy lady. I forget her name.
I think you said her name already. Fire sexy lady.
No, I used to remember her name because I really thought she was really cool what she did. She asked me what my favorite song was, and then she started singing it with me, which
that's
was,
awesome.
At the time, was Three Little Birds by Bob Marley.
Yeah.
So I just started singing it, you know, with her, you know, and I was just in shock while they were, like, taking...
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, so she was, like, really, really cool. They finally get it off of me. They got to strip me down, basically, you know, cut off all my clothes, my shoelace, my shoes, everything. They put me in the ambulance. They pumped me full of morphine, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the morphine hits, I was already on the helicopter. They put me on the helicopter.
Oh, wow.
I was rushed to Fairfax, the Fairfax one, Inova Hospital. Mm-hmm. When I get there, you know, like, I feel better just because of the drugs, you know. That ride, that helicopter ride was awesome. Then when I get there...
I was about to say, like, it must be so awesome to ride in a helicopter. But then I was like, probably not if you're kind of, like, dying.
Yes. But I remember just turning around, like, I was just laying in a... Turn around, and I see just all the lights. I see DC. I see just everything. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
So we finally get down there, and then, like, I fall asleep. Then I wake up, and I'm still, like, just on this bed, you know, in a certain room, and they're just checking me out. They haven't done anything. No surgery yet. I'm just like, you know, what's the holdup here? Then, like, I just overhear, you know, different people coming in, and they got people coming in with shotgun wounds.
Oh, wow.
So, obviously, they had to go take care of the people who shot multiple people because...
Yeah, okay, sure.
I heard through, like, the dispatcher, you know, like, there was a gunfight, you know, between cops and
oh, wow.
Evil people, you know? So, yeah, so there was, like...
Spanish people.
So blacks and a bunch of blacks and Hispanics. Yeah.
In the city, of course.
Shooting up cops.
Right, right.
So, I know, I remember, like, at least three people with shotgun wounds. So, they got to get them in there first. So, I had to wait, like, 8 hours just chilling on drugs and, you know, in somewhat pain. And so, it took me a while, but they put me through. And, I mean, I was good. I saw the next morning I woke up, I saw, you know, my whole family, basically, a bunch of friends, people that worked with me. Just, like, everybody came and visited me. It was really nice. But
that's pretty awesome.
And then after that, that's when my sporting career stopped, I guess. You know, just I couldn't do a lot of sports.
No.
The only thing I can do is basketball. But even with that, I got to, you know, be careful because, you know.
You still bike and run.
Yeah, yeah. But and that's the thing. And that's when I really got into biking because biking is just, you know, it's more like your weight doing the work. You know, especially when you're doing, like, uphill, it's your weight doing the work and your legs because you can't just kill your legs like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Die instantly. So, I got, not instantly.
Instantly. like an aneurysm.
Kids don't do this at home.
Yeah.
But you'll die instantly.
instant.
Just instant death.
Right, right.
You ride a bike and don't stand up on it. so I really got into biking. First it was mountain biking. I went through all these trails, like, around where my house was. I forget what it's called, man. Like, over by Lake Agatank.
Mm-hmm.
It's over by Springfield. They had the crazy trails. Awesome. Then I got into, I don't know if you've heard of this guy, Lance Armstrong. No, you know.
The only thing I know about him is he has one testicle. Yeah. that's the only thing I've heard about
that's
him.
What most people know about, yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
So I got really into him, and I got into cycling on the road. And I did well, just because, like, endurance that I built throughout my, you know, whatever, high school athletic career just really helped in that, and I got really good. I even did a cancer ride.
you got on a cancer and rode it.
It was a Livestrong. It was a Livestrong challenge, which he holds.
Oh, nice.
He holds every year in three different cities, major cities. So I went to the one in Philadelphia. My cousin's the one that got me into it because she used to bike too, but mm-hmm. then she got pregnant. So she didn't do it. She was going to do it with me. She's only going to do, like, the 10-mile one, which is, honestly, come on. 10 miles? I can do that while I'm sleeping. So I did the 75-mile.
I feel so unathletic right now.
I did 75 miles.
No fucking way.
Fucking way, dude. Fucking way.
And you did it all.
And I did it all without getting off my bike, aside from the certain the rest stops. There's seven rest stops.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those, I went to four. You're allowed to go to all of them if you want.
Yeah.
You know, they're all for everybody. You know, they got
If you're gonna have
peanut butter sandwiches,
if you're gonna have seven rest stops and
rest stops
and 75 miles. It'd be cruel of them to be like, you can only visit up to three.
Right.
You're disqualified if you do four.
Which I think I could have done, but I went to four,
mm-hmm.
and one of my goals was to never get off the bike, which I completed.
Nice.
Like, not off the bike when I wasn't on a rest stop.
Right.
Even on, like, this was, I remember this one crazy uphill where everyone was just getting off their bikes, like, everyone, you know. I completed that goal. I was, you know, just proud of the fact that I didn't get off my bike for that whole time. Then my other goal was just to finish it without dying. So
You didn't want to die instantly?
Yeah, I did not want to die instantly.
Uh-huh.
But I got to tell you, the last 10 miles, the last 5 miles, I could only compare the pain to my broken tibia
God.
I had at the time, because both my legs were going numb.
Yeah.
And then I was cramping up. Like, you know when you cramp up by, like, your pelvis, like, right? Like, it was the worst pain ever. But I just had to keep on going, keep on, like, moving my legs. I couldn't stop. And then the last 5 miles was literally the hardest. But I believe I did it. I timed in at 5 hours and 28 minutes.
That's awesome.
Right, yeah, 75 miles. I was really proud of that.
That's fucking amazing, yeah. Man.
So that was cool.
And how old are you?
I was no more than 19.
Wow.
Yeah. Big accomplishment.
That's fucking amazing. Yeah, that's awesome.
I had to suit up all Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
The shorts.
Yeah.
The spandex shorts, the tight jersey. Mine was blue. I just, you know, it was really cool. Oh, and I also, another thing that I regret was apparently they had this rule where, okay, I've always, if I'm running or biking, always listen to music.
Because
I have to.
I feel like just, yeah, yeah,
motivates you, especially the right
song.
Yeah,
exactly.
Going, I feel the same way when you're lifting too. Like, it just gives you an extra, you know.
Just generally, I don't think I've ever seen anyone work out without any sort of music accompaniment.
Accompaniment.
I usually lift weights with a quartet, a string quartet.
The orchestra right behind me.
Yeah. Whenever I run, I take a marching band.
So in that case, it's called a running band.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my greatest accomplishment. I did all that.
But did they give you like a no music rule? Was that your regret?
So that was a rule. Like, to me, that was a rule. You know, no music. Cause, you know, you're just not allowed to have some sort of portable, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't bring one. And that was, like, the hardest part, too, I feel like.
Oh,
it was, like, one of the
hardest
parts.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Especially fucking 75 miles.
Right. But I did get a lot of thinking time. And just the scenery there was really cool. It was, like, more, like, outside of Philly. So it wasn't, like, in the city. It's just, you know, country-ish.
Right.
And to my surprise, I see, like, everybody with their iPod. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, wait, can we go back to Virginia real quick and get my iPod? Because, like, I don't know, I'm an idiot. I didn't even bring it. I don't know why I didn't.
Right.
But...
it's because they're an idiot.
Yeah. So I didn't, which I thought was even more impressive that I did it without music. So
yeah. Like, no, that's fucking impressive.
Yeah.
No
bathroom breaks, only pee. Only pee.
On yourself.
Yeah.
Of course. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I think really what's crazier is that in this time period of your adolescence, you did so much sports and you don't consider yourself a jock. Or you don't consider what you were back then a jock.
But see, that's because I wasn't that great at sports.
But you still did so many of them.
Yeah, that's true. But
especially fucking rugby.
Rugby was cool. But see, rugby is very, well, in my high school and many places around here, it's very obscure still. It's not like it's got a big, like,
that's true.
Jock. But those
it's
guys
the were, indie music of sports.
Yeah. It really is. And
it's like, I play this sport, you haven't heard of it.
Those guys, you probably haven't heard of it. It's got a weird ball.
They don't sell it at Best Buy.
We throw backwards.
They don't play my sport on the radio. You really have to find it.
So, but those guys party hard. Those guys are drinkers.
Oh, I bet.
Known drinkers.
Oh,
yeah.
Got to numb the pain somehow.
That was fun. Yeah. That was fun hanging out with those guys. It was really fun.
And so I would think this brings us to your adulthood. Mm-hmm. You are an adult now. How old are you? Like 25?
23.
Mm-hmm. You do stand-up.
Yep. What? So as an adult, I haven't accomplished anything. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, that's the thing. You started stand-up how long ago?
Now.
Like 9 months, maybe?
Well, September will be a year, so basically.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you're close to a year.
Yeah.
And so let's go back to a year ago then when you decided to get into comedy. Like, what got you?
A year ago. Was this post-9/11? Yeah. Sorry, I don't have a good concept of time.
That's adulthood to me. Post-9/11 world.
Yeah, post-Katrina, anything.
Yeah. But no, what? I'm assuming you were into stand-up long before you decided to start.
Yeah, I was way into, like, just TV. TV is where it started for me. Conan O'Brien. Love watching.
Same here. My God, are you sure we're not? No, we're not the same person. Because you were, like, sports in high school, and I was, like, acting.
See, I took a drama class, I remember, but I was just afraid of it. I was just afraid of just people wouldn't think I was good at it. Like, I remember doing
this. Oh, I was terrible.
I remember doing this thing where everybody got in a circle, and then we pretend to have a snowball. And just compact the snowball, and then pass it to the other. And I'm like, okay, is this acting?
He's making the snowball, by the way.
This is good for the listeners.
But so you got into Conan O'Brien.
I loved Conan O'Brien. Like his silliness. It's just, I don't know. I just loved it. And I was like the only one out of all my friends who was like into that or even slept that late or, I mean, was up that early to watch it. I loved television. Like the way I learned English, I like to say, was Simpsons.
Yeah.
Television. Seinfeld and Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
That was how I learned English, honestly. Then, you know,
mine was anything on SNCC.
But wasn't anything?
Anything on SNCC. Anything like Clarissa Explains It All, Rugrats, Doug. That's how I learned English.
See, I wasn't even too much into that. I wasn't even too much into the cartoons, aside from Simpsons.
Well, so I'm a little older than you, so that stuff is kind of a little beyond from when you were a kid. Like, slightly past.
I don't know. A lot of people talk about Doug.
That is true.
My friends talk about that. I'm like, didn't really see it and that into quail, man. So sorry. I get it. It just looks like a dildo on top of your head.
I've never thought of that before, right now.
That's what I even thought of. I mean, especially when I first saw someone dress up like him, I'm like, why is that?
I'm very innocent.
Dildo on his head. Kinda weird.
So okay.
You know, you're gonna be whatever.
Yeah.
So I was so into like Seinfeld too. I just really
yeah.
I thought it was so funny. Like, you know, half the stuff I didn't get, but it was just so interesting to me.
Was the fact that he was a stand-up the
I guess I never kind of really thought about it that way.
Okay.
Not even. But I did think he's hilarious and just, I don't know, I've always been into that. And then there wasn't a lot, I mean, the internet wasn't there, so I didn't really see a lot of like stand-up aside from sometimes we got HBO, illegal cable, or sometimes or what's the other way? It was Comedy Central, you know. But I got really into and Saturday Night Live. I used to watch a lot of Saturday Night Live.
Right.
I loved it.
Me
loved
too.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where it got started. And then afterwards, again, shows like early, like I said, like just sitcoms. I saw all the sitcoms, like even if they're shitty, you know. I loved all of them. Just like even making just fun of them, or just how like I hated Full House, but I had to watch it. Like, I love to hate it and just watch it.
Uh-huh.
And I hated Michelle. Especially because she said dude. It really bothered me that she was a girl and said dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're not supposed to say that. You're a girl.
Real sexist, Jason.
No, it's just really weird. I didn't like the way how everybody loved her just because she said that. That's why I didn't like
Oh.
her,
you know? That makes sense.
Yeah, I just didn't like because she's like, yeah, all right, dude. And puts her thumb up and I just hated it.
It was everybody just really cheesy.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone went crazy over that. I'm like, what's the big deal? First off, it's not just her. It's like her other sister probably who's doing it. you know, and my favorite episode was when she falls off the horse because I thought she was
going to die. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought she was going to die.
But how did you...
That was also the
How was that your favorite episode when that was the episode where both the twins are acting on screen at the same time?
That's the thing. That's when I kind of slowly find out that people in movies or television don't actually die when they die on screen. I used to think that.
That's so dark.
Like, I know. That's why I cried so much during Braveheart. I'm like, I love Lethal Weapon. You know? We don't even know there's going to be a fourth one. Spoiler alert, there was.
You know what's funny? I kind of was the same way. Like, when I saw an actor in something and then I saw him in something different, I was like, why is he being different?
Wow, you're retarded. Yeah. I just thought people died.
No, like, I just couldn't grasp the idea. But that's the thing. Like, growing up, I watched stuff like Snick, and none of those actors would ever do anything ever again.
Except for Keenan.
Well, yeah, but now I'm an adult. I understand stuff. If you love just TV generally, how did you get into stand-up?
Just because... I mean, I don't know. I love comics. I loved Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Too. He's just, I thought he was hilarious. And I guess, I don't know, too, because he was... One, he's from Virginia.
Yeah. Sterling.
Sterling. Two, he was short and fat. You know?
Okay.
And three, he's from Virginia. So I'm like, wow, that's awesome. That's so... And Chappelle, too. I really got into Chappelle. I remember my favorite movie was Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was in that. Yeah, that. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I remember that movie. He's a Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is a Jew.
A Jew? Bless you. So, yeah, I loved him in that. I love that movie. That was my brother, like, hated that movie. Well, I made him hate it because I literally played it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. That and this movie called Only the Strong. Have you ever heard of that movie?
No.
You might want to look it up. Only the Strong. It's about Brazilian dance fighting.
Capoeira?
Yeah. And how it brought... high school youth together.
1993 action film.
To overcome gang violence.
Oh my god.
Which I was very against gang violence.
I'm gonna watch this fucking movie.
You should watch it, dude. We should watch it together and just, no joke. It's
okay.
It's really, really awesome.
It has a 6.1 on IMDb, so it can't be
That's not terrible. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
No, for an action
movie.
But
see, the funny part that my brother always
made
fun
of
me for.
Mark, it stars the guy who is the...
host for Iron Chef.
The host of Iron Chef. Oh my god, yes. This is awesome!
Dude, definitely check it out. And the funny thing about this movie is that, well, from what I came out of it, was they got better at fighting when people around them clapped their hands and sang their song.
Yeah, because that's the rhythm. Yeah, that's the rhythm they fight to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I thought that my brother made fun of me so much, but... That he got tired of too because I played that every day. And Dumb and Dumber was the third movie, but my brother loved that, so he didn't mind that.
Everyone loves that.
Yeah, so I just and I got into Jim Carrey, which I forgot. Yeah, Jim Carrey too because of that movie. So yeah, that's just what started it. And then as I got older, the internet came along.
So you started watching more comedy.
Yeah, I discovered Louis. Discovered. Zach Galifianakis, like before, like cold, out cold. Remember, out cold. Yeah,
I haven't seen it, but I know he's in it.
Oh, dude, it's funny. It's so funny. That's an underrated movie. Like just one of those cheesy, whatever teenage.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was pretty legit. And just you know, like all those guys, and I just loved it. I loved all of it. You know, I didn't hate. But I just didn't. I disliked Kings of Comedy. I didn't even like that too much. I didn't like Carlos Mencia.
Is that why you started? Because you hated him so much?
Yeah, I hated him so much. I'm like, oh, I could be better. but that's not to say that I hated like all Hispanic comics. I think
a lot
of Hispanic comics are hilarious.
You're not a race traitor.
Right. Exactly. Freddie Soto was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
I love Pablo Francisco. I remember when I first saw his first like, Comedy Central, I thought it was so hilarious. The movie, like I was like, wow, I can't believe nobody ever thought of that. Like that's so good. Like Jean-Claude Van Damme and the same shitty film you sing over. Like that was just great.
Yeah.
Big into Jean-Claude Van Damme too back in the day. Bloodsport.
You just love action or karate films.
I did love a lot of that. Mostly Van Damme. I even bought the new one he was in, JCVD? JCVD.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it is. It's a fucking great movie.
Blu-ray.
It is good.
Yeah.
It is good. So then, yeah, the internet came along, started finding a lot more, and then Arrested Development came on.
Yeah.
When nobody knew what it was. I told my
friends. People still kind of don't know what it
is. No, that's what I mean, but like, I mean, a lot more people do.
And yeah, yeah.
Like, I was the only one, like, I felt like the only one in my high school who knew about that show. I told everyone about it. Everyone, you know, most people just disregarded me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a couple of my close friends, like, I got to sit them down and watch it in full. And, you know, and they get it. Some didn't, some did. But that's when I was just like, that's the writing. I thought the writing was so impeccable. Both. No one could touch it.
No one could peck it.
No one could peck it. So, Yeah, that's what really got me into thinking. And I remember the summer, so I guess last summer, I just started writing a lot of stuff, just, you know, whatever came to my head. I also used to smoke weed, cannabis, and kind of got my ideas from that, you know. I don't want to say that all my ideas came from it or I can't get more good ideas from it, but it certainly, I think it did help. It just, you know, get me out of the box and think outside of it. And so I decided to try it out because I was just kind of bored with my life. You know, I couldn't really do any more sports. I wasn't, you know, no more high school. I wasn't a part of a team. I wasn't a part of anything. My life was basically work, come back, smoke, watch TV, and pass out. Same day, Monday through Friday. Then weekend, go out and drink. And I just kind of got bored with that. Like, am I going to do something? Like, I know this is not going to be my life. Like, I want something fun to do. Like, so all that summer, that whole summer, I spent writing, whatever, blah, blah, anything. First, I started with, like, long stories. Like, I watched a lot of stand-up and see, like, especially a lot of, like, Chappelle and, like, how he does it. You know, his stories, how they're so, like, they're just so good. Also, I like the, you know, how to bring it back, tie it all in together again. Then also, a lot of my stuff was, like, really weird, random stories. I remember just talking about, like, The Dark Knight and, how awkward it was.
Okay.
How awkward, like, yeah, a whole, like, page just devoted to, like, Batman.
To The Dark Knight.
And the Dark Knight. And how awkward it was when you saw Maggie Gyllenhaal instead of...
Katie Holmes.
Of Katie Holmes. Yeah. Stuff like that. Just stupid random stuff like that. And then, so then I just finally decided to try it out last year in September, around September. And the only ones I told was my brother and my best friend. Mm-hmm. And they live with me, so those are two separate people, not just my brother and my best friend.
My brother's my best friend, y'all.
So
ain't nothing embarrassing about that, Jason.
And no, it's true, but still, my other best friend, and he told his girlfriend, and then his girlfriend told her sister, so they all four came to my first show, which I was kind of
which was where?
At the Soundry.
Yeah,
which is already, you know, whatever. It's, I mean, it's a decent place. Just
it's an art house, essentially. Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. It's not like I was expecting, you know, loud ha-ha-ha's and whatnot. But still, so, and to calm me down, because, like, one, I didn't know his girlfriend was going to be there. And two, I didn't know his girlfriend's sister was going to be there. So, she's on. So, went outside, smoked a J, relaxed me, then went on stage, and I remember not only was I so high, but I used my iTouch pad thing. So when I went up to look at it, I read the joke, and then I put my – no, I read the joke, then put the iPod down.
Right.
Then said the joke. Then for the next joke, I go up again. But then since I turned my iPod sideways, it takes a second to turn around, and then I have to scroll down more. So it was like – a 15-second pause between each joke, which I guess made me comfortable in the pauses that I take now. But, like, that's how I started doing it first, and that's what gave me the long pause.
I remember the first time I ever saw you do stand-up was at the Soundry, and I was really mad at one of your jokes. Like, it's not – you were very funny the first time I saw you, but one of your jokes was just extraordinarily funny, and I was like, fuck that kid. He's a fucking asshole.
What joke was that? What joke was that?
It was like a...
Oh,
I like sacrilegious? I like to wash my balls on holy water. Talk about sacrilegious.
Yeah.
And, like, it killed in the room. Like, I remember it killed in the room. And I heard the joke, and I was like, that is so funny. And I remember I went up to you after, and I was like, that sacrilegious joke? Fuck you. Yeah.
And see, and
because I get very jealous.
It was because of people like you, not people that said fuck you, but just people that I knew, like, actually, you know, liked what I did or somewhat of what I did that made me want to come back or made me keep going. So,
and now you,
aside from the fuck you that you gave me, you know, some other people were like, gave me a handshake and said, hey, you know, good job and whatnot.
That's how I tell people I like their jokes and I don't
fuck
know
you,
them.
Man.
Yeah,
it's and then,
like,
run away.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know you. And I want you to know that, one, I liked your jokes, but mostly I'm angry that it was very funny. And
so,
then, so, wow.
And we're here now, and now we're doing
it. And now we're talking.
And now we're coming up against a hard break, so take a break, we'll be right back.
All right, before we go, we're going to try a new feature. called the Wikipedia random article.
Oh, okay.
And I'm on Wikipedia right now.
Okay.
I'm going to click on random article. And we're going to talk a little bit.
Okay.
Let's see.
It's kind of like ASCAT. Have you seen
kind
ASCAT?
Of. Yeah, kind of like ASCAT. But with Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Let's see how much we can talk about.
We can't even pronounce it, let alone talk about it.
It's called Phlox dalichantha, maybe?
Oh, yeah, Phlox? I've seen that.
Which is a species of phlox known by the common name Big Bear Valley Phlox.
What is phlox, though?
Let's see. Oh, it's a flower. It's a type of flower.
Yes, I believe it's of the plant kingdom, right?
I just clicked on phlox so we can get a visual representation, and it looks they're just flowers, purple
girls,
flowers.
Girls will like that purple.
Yeah.
Girls love purple.
Girls love purple flowers.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a picture of it.
Oh, because they can see it.
No, I'm just. This is for
are
us.
You telling me? Okay.
This is for us. This is what it looks like. That's it. This article isn't very long.
Yeah, that's because I didn't get a good article.
I'm sorry.
Can we fix this in post? Press it again?
No. Okay, we're going to press it again, but okay. I'm not fixing it in post.
All right.
That was the Wikipedia random article. Because
there is no post, correct?
There is no post. All right. Bicycle monarchy is a British term that refers to the more informal or modest personal styles of royal families.
I'm a cycling expert. Let me... What is bicycle monarchy?
I don't think... Okay, here's the fun fact. Nothing to do with bicycles.
Yeah, really threw me off.
So that was that. Anyways, thank you for coming, Jason. This has been fun.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, this has been fun. This has been People Are Interesting, episode 2.
I had a mediocre time. This is episode 2?
This is episode
2. Who was episode 1?
I guess you'll have to find out.
Oh, that means I have to listen to it?
I've been Ahmed, and this has been Jason. Say bye, Jason.
No, I've been Jason, and I'm going to continue to be Jason.
Say bye, Jason.
Bye, Jason.
This has been People Are Interesting. Would be
with sweet air supply mix that I've made back in the early 90s.